I guess my comedy is a defense. I guess my comedy is a defense for the pain that I've suffered over the years. I went off to college with high hopes of becoming a broadcaster. At that time, I was a rather puny, pencil-necked geek. And I turned to iron pumping as a form of defense for the humiliation that I suffered. There at Ithaca College so long ago. I remember I was walking around, what a fool I was, in my freshman beanie. And one of the guys from one of the more popular frats came up to me and said, "Hey, Nino Griesmanelli, you're new on campus, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He said, "Oh, you don't have to call me, sir." Matt LeBeau's the name. "Thought maybe you'd like to pledge I Felt a Thigh." I thought, wow, I Felt a Thigh. They're coming to me. I can pledge them. He said, "We're having a big pledge party." So I went to their pledge party, and here's where they asked me to play bingo. I said, "What do you mean bingo?" He said, "Well, it's a little thing we do, kind of like a rite of manly passage here at the college. What you do is, we all get in a room, all the guys in the frat, and then we take off all our clothes and turn out the lights. Then we have a little contest. We all start wailing, and the first guy to achieve Shangri-La, the first guy to feel that bubbling manly tide, yells, bingo! And then all the rest of the guys gotta buy him beer and wait on him hand and foot. I said, "Wow, sounds a little spicy." He said, "Well, it is kind of spicy, but, you know, once we drop trowel, we turn out the light, so it's not as spicy as you might think." I said, "Well, geez, if you guys are asking me to play, I'll play." God, what a fool I was. I was so determined to impress the upperclassmen with my ability and my manly prowess that when everybody dropped their pants and the lights went out, I started immediately. I mean, I was like... I mean, I was just tearing it up. And sure enough, I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, God, yes, yes, I haven't heard it. My eyes started to roll back in my head. I yelled, bingo! And the lights came on. Everybody else was completely dressed. And I was the only one involved in that hideous activity. And I was too far gone to stop. You know, when you get to a certain point, you can't stop. So there I was. And they're all pointing at me, laughing. They even brought a couple of girls in the room. And they're pointing and laughing. And there I am. What can I do? When their laughter ringing in my ears. And they're... Tears are rolling down my cheeks. With their laughter ringing, I found my trousers, and I knew they never wanted to admit me. Just every year they find some sap. Every year they find some stupid kid to pull that trick on. And then for years later, and my whole time there, they don't call me Bingo. "Hey, Bingo, how's it going, Bingo?" Look it up in the yearbook. There I am. My smiling doofus face and Bingo in quotes underneath it. What could I have done? I guess I could have gone back there an hour later and said, "Oh, you think that's funny? We'll live it." But I'm not really one of those kind of guys. I, in turn, decided to channel the rage, to channel the humiliation. I resolved that one day I'd become the boldest and the proudest of the Diddy Boppin' Daddies. I'd be a swaggering man. And I guess it happened. I made it. The first accomplishment was bench press and triple wheels. Then came the satellite syndication. And now, as I look out over my life, everything's come true, but I guess I can never live down the humiliation of being called Bingo. Be kind with the knowledge. Be tender. Please don't laugh in my face. I mean, I greeted with mixed emotion the word from the college that they'd started the Bingo Fund for promising broadcasters of my stupid picture. But I've now given you a piece of me, and I ask you to be tender with it, for you know now why I drink.